He makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5. Rock and roll. Touchdown, Texans.
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, Texans fans. Thanks for listening. I'm Brooke Bentley with Texans Today, the only podcast coming to you straight from Reliance Stadium. It's Monday, March 9th. People here at Reliance Stadium do not have a case on the Mondays. That's because Hall of Fame offensive lineman Bruce Matthews has joined the Texans coaching staff. Matthews was a legend with the Houston Oilers, and then he played with the Tennessee Titans. In 2007, he was enshrined in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Now he's going to be an offensive assistant with the Texans. I caught up with Matthews, talked to him about why he decided to turn to coaching, and to reflect upon his career. Hi, Texans fans. I'm Brooke Bentley with Texans TV. Joining me is Bruce Matthews. You're a Hall of Famer. You've been to 14 Pro Bowls, and now you're joining the Texans as a coach. Why go back to coaching?
I think it's something I've always had a passion for. Very close with Mike Munchak with the Tennessee Titans. Really felt like I got a good introduction to what it's all about. And we've been blessed with 7 children, and really it's gotten to the point where I think that it was the right time for my family. But the passion has always been there, so I'm very excited for the opportunity.
Well, why the Texans? What drew you to this team?
Well, primarily, we live here, and I love Houston. Loved it from my playing days with the Oilers. I played with Gary in the Hula Bowl back in 1983, so I like the way they're doing things here. I like the way they're running the team. Mr. McNair is first class. Everything I've ever heard about the organization is first class, the right way to do things, which is very important to me.
So you've known Gary for a while. What did he say when you called him up and said, hey, I'm interested in doing this?
Well, I think the biggest thing is they're well-stocked at offensive line coach. And I really told him, I said it was something that I was involved or excited to get involved with. But I wanted to come in and do it the right way, to learn and do whatever it takes, to do the hard work, the grunt work, if you will. And I actually enjoy all that. So I think it's something that I'm really going to embrace. My family's very excited. All my friends are excited. And look forward to the team having a great year this year.
Like you said, you'll be doing the grunt work. You're going to be an offensive assistant. What exactly are your job functions and what are going to be your day-to-day tasks?
Well, I'm still learning that, but primarily drawing the run game, formulating and putting together game plans for the players weekly, and hopefully getting to do a little coaching on the field as well.
You're probably one of the most decorated offensive linemen to play in the NFL. Are you going to be working much with Alex Gibbs, and you know, how familiar are you with his zone blocking scheme?
Actually, he coached me in the Pro Bowl one time, and obviously his reputation is so great, and I'm just looking to learn as much as I can and get a grasp on the offense as much as I can. And you know, the thing about the Texans is they're so close, and I think they're in a position now to make the playoffs and do some damage in the playoffs, which I know the town of Houston, people can't remember what it was like, I think, in a lot of cases, but it's a great place to play, especially when you're in the playoffs.
Of course, you were a legend with the Oilers. Talk about some of your fondest memories of playing here in Houston.
It's funny. The kids nowadays, when they talk about the Oilers, oh, yeah, my dad, he throws stuff at the TV when they were playing. But really, the fans and the dome and everything involved in that whole operation was just so near and dear to me. And it was devastating when the team moved, but had a great 5 years up in Tennessee. I think the biggest thing is, unfortunately, the near misses that we had. But playing with the great players that I was blessed to play with, you know, play with Archie Manning, Earl Campbell, just so many great names, Elvin Bethea, and through the years. And I think it's one of the best kept secrets ever, because unfortunately we don't have that stamp of approval of making the Super Bowl or something like that. But it was a great time to play. Played 14 seasons here and consider it home. I liked it so much.
We also played a lot of different positions along the offensive line. What would you consider your forte? Was it, you know, run blocking or pass blocking?
Gosh. I think I did some things well and better than others, but just trying to be an all-around player. Really enjoyed the competitive part of the game, the kind of thinking part of the game, and trying to learn more than anything from the mental part of the game, game plan, studying my opponents, And I think that's why I'm so excited about coaching, because I think in a lot of ways I can provide a perspective that a lot of guys don't get. And hopefully I can share with them some things that I saw as a player, and I think hopefully will help them out.
Have you talked to many of your friends in the league about making that jump? You know, obviously, it's been a little while since you played, but making that jump from playing on the field to then coaching on game days.
Yeah, you know, the hours are a lot longer, and the pay obviously isn't what a player's pay is. But having coached primarily high school and youth football, there's something special about coaching and going out there and seeing the guys that you work with get better. So it's really a whole new dynamic, but it's very fulfilling. There are a lot of different challenges, because as a player, you could go out there, do your best, do everything you could, and kind of have peace about the whole situation. As a coach, I think you're always kind of, well, if we'd have done this or if I'd have covered that, maybe the result might have been different.
Well, your nephew, Clay Matthews, said to me at Indianapolis at the scouting combine that he would love to come to Houston. Are you giving him a sales pitch now?
Unfortunately, I think he's too valuable a commodity for me to affect where he might go, because he's going to be a pretty high pick, hopefully even late first round, some people have said. But he's going to go somewhere and be a great special teams player. He's always going to know what to do and do the right thing and play hard and have a great attitude. So any team that eventually ends up with him is going to have a great player, and I think even more so the Texans would be a great fit down here.
Great. Well, thank you so much, Bruce. I know everyone's very excited to have you here.
Thanks. My pleasure.
As always, thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with the latest Texans news. And remember, it's always football time in Houston.
Football time in Houston. Yeah,